The work of Cavagna, Taylor, and Hegland gave a scientific explanation to what Hugh Herr's antiquated prostheses sorely lacked. In the normal leg, the tendons and muscles of the body form a delicate web capable of juggling energy back and forth, storing it, and releasing it. When Herr walked with his lifeless prostheses, there were no tendons or muscles to capture and recycle the energy. They were just dead weight. Sure enough, one day in the not-too-distant future, this realization would prove fundamental to the efforts of Herr and others to revolutionize the field of prosthetic design. But upon learning the basics of biomechanics, initially, Herr had another question. Was there a way he might use these insights to improve his performance on the climbing wall? On a clear day a couple of years into his graduate studies at MIT, Herr made his way to the foot of Colorado's famed El Dorado Canyon, just outside Boulder, in the craggy foothills of the Rockies. He was on vacation and dressed in a skin-tight black Lycra bodysuit, his thighs balanced on a pair of stumpy metal rods attached to tiny baby-sized feet. Herr's most eye-catching sartorial choice, however, snaked out of the fluorescent yellow climbing harness hanging around his waist. Instead of the standard safety ropes and metal clips favored by most climbers, Herr used the harness to anchor strands of a long elastic material resembling braided rubber bands that attached to the underside of his upper arms. He called it his Spider-Man suit. In case anyone missed the superhero-slash-daredevil theme, what Herr did next drove it home. He began climbing the wall without any safety ropes. Every time Herr reached upward for a new handhold, the web of rubber springs connecting his triceps to the harness drew taut, like a set of synthetic tendons, forcing him to push through the resistance, recruiting his triceps and back muscles into the effort. Webbing also provided extra resistance to the fingers when he opened his hands, as he reached up to grab a handhold. All of this potential energy was stored in his Spider-Man suit, thanks to the artificial tendon.